This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
This is Monster My Podcast.
And this is the Dospawn.
There's a monster in my podcast.
The Annoyed Grunt Spawn.
It is an invisible, it's a larval stage of a great old one.
Mm-hmm.
And there are these invisible, like, spaces that just feel greasy.
Mm-hmm. It is a patch of heavy air, yeah, is what happens when you pass through it. Yeah.
Super good. One of my favorite standalone sentences in this book. The tendrils only interact with solid objects where the Dospawn desires, such as the base of a victim's skull.
I mean, and they one of the most desirable parts of a human. So
totally.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think about the base of my skull that often, but like I will now.
Yeah.
And these so when you see it, if you cast invisibility on this or throw some of this anti-invisibility powder on it.
Mm-hmm.
It is this, massive tendrils, because that's Call of Cthulhu,
mm-hmm.
but with 10 specific ones that end with mouths that have faint dissonant moans.
Mm-hmm. 10 of them. I love that it has 10 mouths. No more, no less.
No more or less. But it's all kind of moan.
Yeah.
So if you're loading up virtual Dospawn on your computer and you rub it in the right ways,
yeah.
you can get the Gwyn condition to make your Dospawn come, you know?
Yeah. So, you know, it's a larval form of this thing that will ultimately be a great old one. And the way that it interacts with the world is by, bringing people under enslavement. And it does that by seeking out with its tendrils the base of their spine, or the base of their skulls, in order to control them.
Yeah. Yeah. And ride you around like a puppet.
Yep.
Like literally. So like sometimes if you're intelligent, like it can talk through you, mm-hmm. and it can say things and do that. If you die during that, like if it's doing something and you try to kill it and you mm-hmm. kill the slave, it still moves around your nervous system like this blood spattered marionette that jerkily continues their attacks.
I love it so much. And even seeing that, even seeing this thing flying around, that, you know, this obviously dead thing that is flying around, will cause a sanity loss.
Yeah. Yep. Just horrible. And remember, you can't necessarily see the Doloth at this mm-hmm. point. So it's probably levitating. It's being lifted up in the air.
Yep.
You know, moving in this like jerky fashion. Super cool.
Yeah.
It can take you over without sticking its maw into your base of your skull.
Mm-hmm.
But it's harder, and it can only do it for a little bit.
Yes. And like once you're got, you're got.
Yeah.
You know, a tendril gets in. If you cut the tentacle off, if you try to remove the tentacle, the victim dies instantly and messily. Which,
yeah.
I mean, like, I just interpret that as it immediately turns into a bunch of salsa, right?
Well, they say what happens.
Well, yeah, because if you try and pull it out, the victim's spine comes out in the process, killing him or her. So you get opened like a FedEx package.
Fatality. It basically sub-zeros you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Really, really great.
Mm-hmm.
Super, super cool. I love these things. They have no motivation.
Mm-hmm.
We, you know, there's nothing about that is told, because they're great old ones, right?
Yeah.
You know, there's no there's no motivation for them. It's just so like I love that they give them the detail that they can talk, but they don't give you any suggestion of what they would say.
Mm-hmm. Hey, go bring some of your buddies over here and make sure their collars are down.
Coney 2012. What?
Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.